Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Yud Zayin, Shavuos 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start from the second line on the page. At the end of the line, Bo'i Rava, Rava asked a question. Rava's question is making reference to the end of the Mishnah with which our Perek began. It's a very long Mishnah and continues on Yudalad Amud Beis. And over there we have the case where a person became Tamei in the Azara. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, he became Tamei. Now he has to leave as soon as possible. The Mishnah tells us that a violation would be if he chose the longer route. Instead of going to the nearest exit, he would take the longer route, or he would bow. He would face the Kodesh Kodashim, would take a moment to bow, or he would dilly-dally, he would wait, he would be shaha, he would wait in the Beis HaMikdash long enough to do a full Hishtachavaya. A full Hishtachavaya is Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, full bowing to the ground, and reciting praise to Hashem, ki tov ki le'olam chasto, that Hashem is good, His kindness is forever. So that length of time is considered a shehiya, even though he didn't do that type of bowing. But that length of time is the definition of a shehiya. Rava has an interesting question, which we will get to in a moment. Just wanted to mention parenthetically that the Mishnah, after telling us that this person who became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash has to leave promptly, and if he has any one of these three types of delays, he chooses the longer route, he bows, he waits the amount of time of a bowing to the floor type of bowing, that's considered a violation. But the Mishnah says, in contrast, if a husband is with his wife, and Rachmana Litzlan, she informs him that she just became a Nida, whereas in the Beis HaMikdash, when a person is in the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to leave promptly if he finds out there's Tumah. In that case, husband and wife, he is not supposed to leave promptly, and we have this very unique halacha that he has to wait without body contact to the extent possible, waiting for Aver Mace, and then he's able to disengage from the situation. Again, in contrast to the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to leave promptly, by husband-wife need the type of situation, there would be a more calculated method of disengagement, which does purposely involve some delay. On the second line of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ba'i Rava, Rava asked the following question. Regarding this person who is in the Beis HaMikdash and he waited, Tala Atzma Ba'avir Azara Mahu, what happens if his waiting was with his being suspended in the airspace of the Azara? He figured out a way with a swing, with a rope, something. He suspended himself in the airspace. And the concept over here is that we said that the waiting period has to be a waiting of the length of time. The duration has to be that he would have time to bow to the ground, a full bowing with praise to Hashem. So, ki gemiri shehiya shehiya debasashtach hava'ah. It could be that the waiting has to be waiting that could have been a bowing. The lav basishtachavo lo gemiri, maybe a waiting that could not possibly be a bowing to the ground, because his whole waiting was with him not being on the ground. Maybe that's not included in the shehiya concept. And it's not considered a delay, because the delay was not relevant to bowing. Odilma bifnim shehiya gemiri, there's a concept of waiting. When a person became Tameh inside the Beis HaMikdash and he has to leave right away, it's a concept of waiting. Loshna debas hishtacha va'o v'loshna lav debas hishtacha va'o. Makes no difference whether you're waiting in a way that you could have bowed to the ground or not. It's an amount of time, but it makes no difference if you could have bowed or not. Teku, let the question stand. And as the Rambam describes, since bringing a karban is not necessary for him to continue in his living, the suffix would mean that he would not bring a karban. So again, we have this person who's supposed to leave right away, so he was shaha, he waited. He did not leave right away, but he was in a suspended state. He wasn't touching the ground. So it's not the conventional shehiya that's a bas hishtacha va'a. What are the requirements of this shehiya, and did he meet them or not? This is somewhat reminiscent of a sugya in Sukkah where the Gemara wants to explore if the ground is part of the Sukkah or not. On the topic of karka gezula, if the land is not belonging to the person who owns the Sukkah and the owner of the land wants him out, is the land just logistical, or is the land part of the sukkah and it's a mitzvah baba avera and we're going to have a problem with the mitzvah itself? So the ground is certainly part of logistics, but what would happen if a person decides he doesn't want the land? He suspends himself in the sukkah in a swing, or he puts a tightrope, a walking bar, a balance beam inside the sukkah. He doesn't need the ground. He doesn't want the ground of the sukkah. Is the ground the fundamental part of the experience or not? Now, Tosfos points out, top Tosfos, that we are not asking if the airspace of the Azara is part of the Azara. And this person who's in the airspace, we're not saying that he might not be in the Azara and there's nothing wrong with being there and waiting there because it's not the Azara and only standing on the ground is the Azara. That's clearly not true, because we have a case where the Metzora sticks in a finger into the airspace, and that's considered a question of Bia B'miktsas. He's partially in. It's not necessarily on the ground. It's the ear space. Likewise, when they do the avoda, the blood, the limbs are being walked in the ear space. They're not necessarily on the ground. However, one would do that in a wagon or literally on the ground. It doesn't make sense. The ear space clearly is part of the Azara, and the question is not Avir Azara ka Azara Dami Olo. That's not the question. The question is, as the Gemara in our Girsa, in our wording, articulated it, it's a Shehiya, it's being in the Azara, but in a way that's not Bas Hishtacha Va'a. And when we derive the amount of time that a person has to be there, does it have to be that he could be bowing, in which case he's got to be on the ground? Or it's simply an amount of time, and this person certainly is in the airspace of the Azara for that requisite amount of time. Again, the ruling was teiku, which the Rambam takes to mean that there would be no karban. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.